Hello, buddy. Andy here again. I'm sitting in a supermarket car park, as it happens at the moment, waiting for my son. But I thought I'd just mention something that happened to me today, actually. I had to take my wife up to the hospital. Nothing serious, just she had an appointment for a physiotherapist. But as I walked into the hospital, walked in through the normal entrance and down the corridor, and it suddenly struck me, and I said to my wife, I said, do you realise this is the first time that I've been in this hospital since the day that my father died? And it sort of brought it all home and sort of brought it all back to me, those sort of the sights, the smells, the sounds, etc. Not in exactly the same part of the hospital, but using those same sort of corridors that we used to enter sort of more or less every single day for all the time that he was in there. And funnily enough, my wife said she'd had exactly the same experience only a couple of weeks prior when she had a previous appointment when I wasn't with her. And she'd gone in and the same thought had struck her that was the first time that she'd been into that hospital since she went up there the day that her mother died in that particular hospital as well. And unfortunately, had died by the time that my wife had got there. And it brings it all back, that whole thing about the whole year that we've been through. You're thinking things are getting better. And yes, they are getting better, but it takes you a little step backwards, because I was having a conversation with my mother and my sister the other day, because my father was cremated and we had his ashes sort of scattered in the Garden of Remembrance up at the local crematorium, where his service was held. And my mother was thinking that now that was all perfectly agreed with all of us, and that's exactly what my father's wishes were. He didn't want too much of a fuss to be made, a bit like myself, I suppose, like father, like son. But my mother was thinking, after they'd been up to the garden themselves a couple of times, which I must admit I haven't done, and my mother is now going to pay to have like a plaque put up there with some sort of like a mini memorial, I suppose. Nothing too elaborate, but they just want somewhere that they can go to remember him, to sit down and meditate, or you know, whatever. As it happens, my mother-in-law, she was cremated, but her ashes have actually been interred into the cemetery close to where my father-in-law still lives, and he's had a gravestone put in there, and we actually went up there as a family the other day to see it, and it's quite a nice spot. It's quite nice for my wife to have somewhere that they can go, as can her father, to remember my mother-in-law and know that the ashes are there, type of thing. But my mother was saying, how do you feel about having a memorial for my father? And I said, well, to be perfectly honest, I know that his ashes have been scattered. For me, my memories are all internal. My memories are within my head, if you see what I mean. That's where my memories are. And if I ever want to think about him, if I ever want to sort of get him back into my life, all I have to do is think about it, which I do, you know, periodically, as you can imagine. So we all have our own ways of dealing with these things. And it's amazing how these things come back and sort of come back into your mind and get you thinking and get you talking about this. After all, it was in January that my father died. It was in February that he was cremated. And here we are in October. And then suddenly it's all brought back home to you. So I'll just sort of leave you with those thoughts. I'm sure some of you have been through these same things yourself. I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are about that as well, and where your memories lie, and whether you have a place, a special place to go to conjure up those memories if you need that. Anyway, as I said to my mother that I don't need that. She totally understood. I said, if you want to go ahead, by all means do so. You know, don't let me stop you. That's what you need. That's fair enough. But for me, I just had to close my eyes and think, and there he is. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.